Take a look at some farm news here for you on your evening farm report. North American Free Trade Agreement negotiations between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico continue as the countries try to modernize the agreement. Daniel Yutzo, an international trade and customs lawyer in Columbus, Ohio, says the negotiations are progressing. Several chapters in the agreement have closed, including small and medium business, anti-corruption, competition clause, as well as transparency and regulation. But there's a lot of work left to do on important topics, including agriculture.
It's agriculture, it's automotive, which is where most of the attention is being spent right now. It's government procurement, it's dispute resolution, it's textiles, sunset clause, and something that most people don't include in the poison pill list, but I think is, it's labor issues with Mexico in particular. And on all of those, you know, there's still a lot of work to do.
He says the countries are actually coming to an agreement on the controversial American sunset proposal clause. While negotiators are working on the automotive issues, Yutzo says he sees no hope on settling the government procurement disagreement. Ag and textiles are discussed in every round, but he sees no movement on either topic. President Trump will be putting tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, something that Yutzo says threw a monkey wrench into getting negotiations done by the end of April. That's when the Mexican election cycle heats up.
If Mexico concedes on anything, it will be seen as conceding with a gun to their head. And so I actually think that tariffs were counterproductive in trying to get a deal done by the end of April. And I think the same holds true for Canada, because Canada already is not pushing for a speedy deal. I want to be careful about that language, speedy and not. I think both Canada and Mexico want to take the time to do the deal right. And I think it's going to be very difficult to concede, for Canada and Mexico to concede with the tariffs hanging over their head. So in many ways, I think the tariffs may be counterproductive to getting a deal on NAFTA.
Yutzo says he understands that farm country isn't optimistic right now as the ag economy continues to struggle.
Right. I mean, you know, obviously the agriculture sector is being hit hard just on prices right now. I was struck when I was at the American Farm Bureau meeting, though, in Nashville, when the president laid out the laundry list of things that he had done, to the tax reform bill and other types of things. I thought, hey, you know, he's doing a lot for farm country. It's trade that's problematic, right? I think TPA extension actually could be a good thing. Fast track extension could be a good thing for the farming community, because keep in mind that doesn't just apply to NAFTA. That gives the president the ability through 2021 to strike bilateral deals and open up new markets in places like Japan and elsewhere.
He says there could be some good news on the trade front for agriculture, but it will take some effort and time to reap the rewards.
U.S. Chair Lighthizer is also talking about opening up markets in Africa as well, so there could be some good news on the trade file coming forward. I just think we have to get through this period right now where it's going to be a bit chaotic, and there's undoubtedly going to be retaliation from Asia and elsewhere. And agricultural goods will be right in the sight lines on steel and tariffs. But if we can get North America right, it could be a great model for what we do around the rest of the world.
He says giving exemptions to countries like Canada, Mexico, and Australia was a good step in handling the tariffs. Yutzo feels the Japan and European Union won't be far behind. He also says the Asian countries will likely be left out of any tariff exemptions, which is where most of the retaliation will come from. And that's been a check of farm news and your evening farm report here on KLGR. Have a good night.